This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's tough on Pine Island, Florida, largely cut off from the outside world after Hurricane Ian slammed through last week. Jay Pick lives there.
No communication, no ice, no water. There's water coming now, so we're good as far as that. Propane, fuel shortages, people stealing generators, people stealing fuel. People are trying to do the right thing and help people. And yet other people are stepping up and taking their gas cans and stealing generators.
Crews still working to get the power back on for thousands. The number of people who've died in this storm is now up to 89 in Florida, 5 in North Carolina, and 1 in Virginia. A horrific tragedy in Thailand this morning where a fired police officer burst into a daycare center and started shooting. He then fled, firing on more people. He killed at least 37 people before killing himself, say authorities. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The attacker fled the center and then started shooting from his car as he drove home, before killing his wife and child, and then taking his own life. Photos and videos posted online of the daycare showed the floor of one room was smeared with blood and sleeping mats scattered about. Firearm-related deaths in Thailand are much lower than in countries like the United States and Brazil, but higher than in countries like Japan and Singapore that have strict gun control laws.
No motive revealed yet, but police say a kidnapped baby girl, her parents and uncle have been found dead in a California orchard 2 days after they were taken away by a convicted robber. He tried to kill himself, say authorities, and is now in critical condition, though police say he has been talking to them. Two young children were killed in Tennessee and their mother hospitalized after two family dogs attacked them at their home, say authorities. 29,000 more Americans filed for unemployment last week. This is AP News. Now to saving water. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with this story.
There's a new proposal to save water from the Colorado River. California water agencies that rely on the parched Colorado River say they are willing to cut their use by about one-tenth. The proposal to cut 400,000 acre-feet annually marks the first time California water agencies are publicly and formally indicating what they're willing to give up since federal officials demanded major cuts this summer. The agencies supply water to farmers and millions of people in Southern California. Drought exacerbated by climate change is diminishing the river, which provides about one-third of Southern California's urban water and is the only source of water for farms in the Imperial Valley. California shares the river water with 6 other states, tribes, and Mexico. California, however, has rights to the single largest share and is the last to lose water in times of shortage. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.